Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Imagine you have one all-consuming passion in life, the thing you can't live without, and suddenly an illness threatens to take this very thing away from you. In our series Patient Files, your stories of illness, coping, and healing, we hear from Michael Hopes of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He's 27 years old, he's a pro wrestler, and in the wrestling world, he is known as Tim Donst.
Yeah! Tim Donst!
Dark, moody, definitely not a dude you'd want to invite over for a pizza party or anything else like that.
As Tim Donst, Michael Hopes wears a leather jacket. His hair is messy. He describes his look as unkempt. Hopes has had a successful career so far. He's held several pro wrestling titles, but right now his future is uncertain. I caught up with him 3 days before he was having a very serious surgery, but all he wanted to talk about was wrestling.
When I was 16 years old, I began training. I was in high school, I was collegiately wrestling. I also did a little bit of theater. So to me, it was kind of like the perfect mesh between both those worlds.
Well, he lettered in wrestling in high school. He went to college on a wrestling scholarship.
Lots of times hitting the canvas, bouncing off the ropes. If you don't hit them exactly right, the steel cables completely rip up your back. Lots of push-ups, too many squats. Lots of running around.
Right, Donst does have a little bit of a size advantage, a little bit of a power advantage. But as
I've had my fair share, number of concussions, unfortunately, as well as some other nagging injuries here and there. It's kind of one of those things where you always hurt, so you kind of just get used to it. Every weekend, we're fighting for another paycheck. We have to go through injuries. I've missed so many funerals, weddings, party invitations, just because I want to do what I want to do, and that's professional wrestle. I love the improv aspect of it. I love traveling the world. I love meeting different people. I love the idea that you can tell a story with just two different individuals, and you can convey that story. I've wrestled in Japan where we couldn't speak to each other, obviously, because of the communication barrier, and the fact we were able to have a good match really says a lot.
I've wrestled in like 56 states. I even went to Japan. I got this hat. You never did that. Go to Japan or get a Japanese hat.
Recently, I was unfortunately diagnosed with a tumor inside my kidney. I had stabbing back pains all along my right side that completely knocked me off my feet. I couldn't move, and I was rushed to the ER, where it took them a long time because of my age to figure out exactly what it was, unfortunately. So it was first told to me I'd never wrestle again, which completely broke my heart, and now I'm trying to contradict that, hopefully. I'll be getting my kidney removed. That's when they're going to see exactly how far the cancer has spread. The idea as of now is hopefully it's contained to the kidney.
And I'll tell you what, Donst might just be out. Donst got knocked clean over the guardrail.
Well, they tell me I'm going to be in the hospital for about 5 days. My pain tolerance is pretty darn good, so I'm going to try to cut that down to two. They tell me I'm going to need 6 weeks of recovery. I'm going to try to cut that down to four. I also don't plan on having a patty cake match back. I want the kind of a hardcore match. I think that'd be fun. Push myself all the way. No? You're shaking your head no. Like, that's a bad idea. I'm sure my mom and everyone else would agree with you. I'm not willing to not live my life without any risks, because that wouldn't be much living at all.
You want to kill me? Kill me, Ken! I'll kill you!
It was never in my mind a life or death thing, even when they told me they weren't sure how serious it was. The only thing I could focus on, whether it be an escapism or not, was the fact I would never be in the ring again, because I love it so much. And I spent so much time thinking about wrestling and moves and promos that when that aspect of my life was taken away, it was almost like my mind couldn't comprehend, because I had to fill those voids with other things. It scares me that I don't have a backup plan, but I don't think you can be really successful at anything unless you completely devote your entire life to it. And I've chosen to do that in this perhaps one of the weirdest respected sports in the world.
Since I talked to Michael Hopes, a.k.a. Tim Donst, he had his kidney removed, and doctors say the tumor was confined to the organ, so no further treatment is needed at this time. He hopes to return to the ring within a few weeks and do one of his signature moves, the Donstitution. And what we're listening to here is his fight song, Heartjacker by Recluse.